It's your host, Little Nina of Let's Discuss Books, along with my co-host, Nunu, and we'll share our book review on The Girl with the Louding Voice, so stay tuned. Peace. It's your host, Lil Nina, along with my co-host.
It's me, Black and Books, aka Nunu.
So it's been an eventful day for me today, I must say.
Yeah, it sounds like you did have an eventful day.
I thought I was gonna drop my laptop off and they'll be done with it, but they took all day, majority of my day of fixing my laptop. So I've been riding around in a different area and I'm just like, well, maybe they're going to be done. Come to find out, it took all day. I didn't get done with that until like six something. And then I had to jump right into finding something to eat. And this is, it was just too much. So how was your day, ma'am?
My day was horrible. I know you guys do not know that I do suffer from migraines. Mm-hmm. Not all the time like they used to, because I got my tragus pierced. And I don't know if you know what the tragus is. I think I'm pronouncing it right. It's that little cartilage piece right by your ear. Like, right. I don't know how to explain it. But that was supposed to.
What you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to alleviate migraines. It does it because I used to have them probably pretty a lot more often than I do now. But the days that I do have migraines, they tear me down. So I had to go ahead and do the whole mom thing, take my son to football training and stuff like that and drive him around while having a migraine. Mm-hmm. So like when I finally got home, I was out. Like I fed my kids, make sure they was taken care of, and I didn't wake up until it was dark outside. I went to sleep when it was light, got up when it was dark. That's how my day goes when I have migraines. So
trust me, I do understand, because like I was telling you, my boyfriend suffered from them real bad, and once he get up, it seems like he was just worn out from just like having to get done exercising or even fighting somebody. And I can only imagine, and he tried everything in the book and it still hurts.
Yeah, it does. Like I popped because it normally it's like triggered by sinuses or like you know, just the day period, and I tried to pop some sinus pills and they're supposed to alleviate headaches as well. They just don't happen. It's like you can take all the medicine in the world and they still don't work. The only thing that really works is me going to sleep. And that, as a mom, that makes my day so unproductive. Like I try to do everything and it's like it always hits me on the weekends. Like my brain is like, I know you have stuff to do, here you go, nice.
It's like clockwork.
Yeah it's crazy. But that was my day. Migraine, it steals your days.
I know, trust me, because I deal with it here. And so, and I don't even suffer from migraines. So I just feel sorry. Like, is there anything you want me to do? It was like, nope,
man. There's nothing you can do. My husband says the same thing. He was like, man, is there anything? Like, what? He'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Cause I mean, he's been going through it for 12 years. So he knows like there's nothing that you can do. I just keep my room dark. If you want to come in, please close the door behind you. Yeah, keep it dark.
I'm sorry you have to go to bed. I'm definitely sorry. So we're on here, we're gonna talk about The Girl with the Louding Voice. Do you want to pronounce her name, the author's name?
Aduni. Girl, don't miss me with the author's name. What's it,
Abi Dare, because the E. You know what? I try not to damage anybody's name. I mean, we're not trying to damage anybody's name, but it's by Arthur. And she's from Nigeria? I think she is.
I was like, don't give me the lion, because I don't know. I just read the book. That's all I do. I was like, they recommended it. I read it, and that's it. I don't know how to pronounce none of these names. And you know what's bad about it too? I don't know. I gotta get my brain checked. It's like once I read it, I forget a good majority of it if I don't write it down. So, like, and especially if I don't have the book right in front of me, because I think I listened to this book because I knew it was going to be a struggle because of it being an African author. And you know how their dialect and some of the names kind of throw you off. So I listened to this one.
Yes, I was going back and forth. Excuse me. I was dipping, like I was like reading and I was listening to it. So that way I can understand the book. But it was not hard like Bintu was. Bintu was very hard for me to understand. But I didn't read Bintu, but I listened to it and I just couldn't.
Girl's called
The
Binti. You said
Bintu.
Binti. Binti. See, y'all got me scared because, like, I want to read the, what is it? I think it's
Akita.
Akita Warrior. I want to read that series, and I'm pretty sure it's by the same author. She has a lot of books. She has a lot of books, and y'all got me scared.
I'm actually looking her up on Wikipedia right now, and I don't think she written. I want to say the I forgot the other author who
It's
wrote that
by
book.
somebody else. Okay. But
Cause I'm looking.
it's still like it's still sci-fi. Them sci-fi books be giving me the blues sometimes. I was like, I don't want to talk about nobody's favorite, but yeah, they be giving me the blues. I want to like them. I want to read them, but it's just not my genre.
It's just you have to pick and choose. Like the gilded ones is very I like the gilded room, the gilded ones. And that one was really good to me. I enjoyed it. And I listened to it on Audible,
Yeah,
honestly.
see, like everybody, the ones that everybody talk about, like Kindred, I got probably a quarter into the book and I stopped reading it. And Legendborn, I got probably 2 chapters and I stopped reading it. I'm gonna go back.
I've just bought that book, honestly. And I heard so many good reviews on that
Yeah,
book.
and that book has been sitting on my shelf since it's been released, and that probably was over what, a year or two ago?
I
Bless you.
just bought this book this year.
Oh
But
yeah. See, it's been sitting on my shelf for the whole time, and I just be looking at it, and I look at like Book Talk, and I look at IG and Facebook, and how they're like, "Oh, go read this book. It's my favorite." And I'm just like, "Meh, I don't know." I'm gonna try though.
almost you know what, it's still on my shelf, but I have a lot of books that I need to read first before I get to that
I
book.
do too. I do too.
Oh, you know what just popped up in my head was the born Bloodborne. That's another author. She's from I want to say, well, she somewhere in Africa. It that was a
Bloodborne. Let me look at
yeah
and see what that wolf book is.
It was the
Is that the one that's
blood.
supposed to be Blood Mark that's coming out next?
All I know, it got a witch on the cover, and it's very popular. I mean, it's very. I seen that book floating around. I seen that book floating around, and I think it was written by. Let me see, because I'm up here looking it up now. Because that book was very popular, and I couldn't get into the book itself when I was listening to it on Audible. It's something Bloodborne, which I couldn't because it on the cover it has like
Oh,
a
bad, whatever.
I think so
It's a
because the
bad.
cover
I just bought
cause
that one. Bad Witch. I forgot what it's called.
but you know what I'm
Burning.
talking.
Bad Witch Burning. Is that one it?
I think that's it.
What she's standing with her hands out.
Well, this lady is the latest picture of a black woman, and her hair is white and it's going
No,
up
that
like
ain't
she.
it. That ain't it. That ain't it. Oh, you don't care. You can't remember what it's called.
I'm up here trying to find
You
it
said it's
now.
Bloodborne.
I believe so. It's something blood. Blood of the children or something. I'm trying to look it up now because I know that it was a book that was very popular. Maybe if I put down Akita Witch, maybe it will also bring up that book.
But girl, we supposed to be talking about this book. We over here looking at other books. We gonna make the time. They gonna be listening, looking at us, listening to us search for different books. Let's talk. Let's get into this girl with the louder voice. I love this book. I love this book. And you know, I'm not gonna talk bad like I normally do in book club because you got some listeners and they new to me and I'm a guest. So I got a problem with these.
Girl, you're a co-host. You better go. You better go.
I got a problem with these kind of books, but this one, I loved it. I loved it. I don't even know why I loved it so much. I think it was because the way that it was written, she had my attention from the beginning to the end. And normally those are the kind of books that grab me, because if you are boring, at least for the first four chapters, I'm gonna put you down. I'm not gonna say that I'm a DNF you. I'm just going to put you down and save you for a later time where other books can be read. Cause I don't like books that take up too much of my time.
I don't either.
Cause I am a speed reader and I like to get through a lot of books and on to the next one. I don't like to have a book in limbo. So
I'm dealing with that right now.
we
I have
know. Just put that book away. Just put it away. We know you're not going to read it, and we're not even going to mention the name anymore because you're going to try to
not
continue
going
to read through it. You're not going to do it. It's okay. It's
You
okay.
know
Just
what?
go ahead and DNF
I
it,
can't
or
hope.
don't even DNF it. Just go ahead and just put it on the back burner for a little bit so you can put another book in the queue. It's okay. It happens.
I hate putting down a book that I just don't. I mean, I like to read every book, you know, that I receive, you know, that I looked up or somebody suggests to me,
I
or
know
even
because so
the
much time
one.
has been invested, but it's okay. It's okay.
I think I already guessed what's going on with the novel, and that's what's probably stopping me. But I'm not a romance type of 50 Shades of Grey type of person, you
Oh,
know.
yeah. Speaking about a romance, I have to read the Love Hypothesis. Ugh, I'm not even.
Don't do it.
I have to. I have to. It's book club. So I have to, because they're going to be talking about it and they're going to be like, Shannon, did you read it? And I told them I would. So,
You're gonna have to
and I have to read it.
just
So
do it, even though
I
I told you
do.
not
And
to, but just do it.
I'm just into it. Just like, oh my gosh, I hope this book doesn't take me forever. They're like, oh, Shannon, it's so cute. And I'm like, I don't read cute books. But it is, but it is. But Binti is by the same a author of the Akita Witch. It
They
is.
put a movie on Netflix and it's still
I
on
don't
there. I
think it's
thought
the same. I don't think it's the
you
same,
don't think
girl.
it's the same one?
No, girl. Because her
It's
the book
the
that I mean the movie that's supposed to come out about the Akita Witch ain't even out yet. So I think you something different. I don't know. I don't know what the hell you were watching.
Listen, I was mad because I was like, that's not what is this was in the look. I haven't even read the book. I'm up here thinking like
I'm
this
gonna read it because my
is
cousin told me that it was a good series. And that's another problem that I have. I do not like series because I have a ADHD, or is it ADD? ADD. I can't, you gotta grab my attention, and I just I don't know if you've seen Up with the dog, and he was just like talking, and then all of a sudden he was like squirrel. You know what I'm saying?
that, yeah.
My attention deviates like that. I just can't stay in one place at a
Or that
time.
fish on Finding Nemo, that's me.
Yeah, Dory. Yeah, like P. Sherman. Yeah, my memory go like that too. So, yeah.
You
I'm aware
know,
of it.
we talked about that in the last one because you know who else put out books like that? That's crazy. It's Ashley Antoinette and her husband. They
Yep.
known to put out long books like that.
Yeah,
It's
and I still haven't finished that series. I need to go ahead and
good.
there's so many books to read. It's a struggle.
It's
I should have stuck with reading when I was younger. But
But you
life.
know what? But it, exactly, stuff happens. We grow up.
But
But
okay. Girl with the louder voice. What was you gonna say, girl?
I found out that the lady is from Nigeria.
She is. So I wonder, is she reading, I mean, writing on like her experience or like something that she had experience? You said no.
No, it was from, she was at the end of the book, it said that she, women had came to her. So it was from real life experience.
Okay, so she was writing an account of things that people went through.
Yes.
Got it.
I believe she was born in Lagos, Nigeria. I might be saying
Lagos,
that
yeah.
wrong. Yeah, Lagos, Nigeria. That's where she's from. So basically, at the end of the novel, she said that she was doing her acknowledgments and she said, thank you to those who came out and shared their stories with me. So this is like real life stories that happen. And she just included into this story. And that's how she had came up with the girl with the loud voice.
Got it. Okay. I wish I would have you read it from the book?
It
Yeah,
was
see,
at
I don't the
the end.
in the audio, I don't think it goes that
It
far.
don't.
So see that's what I'll be missing out when I don't get the book. What I need to do is just I need to make sure I get them both because I know they said in book club that there was some discussion questions too at the end of the book too. So
It is, but what we covered in the book club, pretty much those questions were more interesting than the book club questions, honestly.
oh,
Because it
so yeah,
was
if you don't mind for a little plug in right here, I gotta mention my girls in the book club, Black Girl Book Club on Facebook, man. Y'all can go check us out, man. I think
Yes.
to me, I ain't gonna put nobody else's, book club down or anything, but to me, it's the hottest book club on Facebook.
Exactly. And then on top of that, you can bring your, it's no judgment zone at all.
Man, yeah, I'm one of the admins, so we make it a point to make sure there is no judgment. No judgment, no nothing, and if there is, you will get blocked, period. So
What?
yeah, so I had to plug them in real quick because we did have our discussion. What was it? Yesterday, today, what, Saturday? I lose train of a track of my days on weekends. It's just like up, whatever day is today. So yeah, we did have this discussion about the girl with the loud in voice. And discussions on Fridays are always fire. But
Yes.
Adoni,
Let's talk about her.
yeah, whew, man.
Now, can you imagine yourself in her shoes?
Hell no. Hell no. I think I don't know. Like people always ask me when you read the slave narrative books, like, would you like how could you live through those times? And I always tell them like I'd have died. Like somebody would killed me already or something. Like I don't think I could have done it. But there you have that idea because you were raised different. If you were raised during that time, you know what I'm saying? You don't know nothing else. So man, I felt sorry for the girl. I think what it was that drove me to read the rest of the book is because I had it in my mind and in my heart, like I wanted her to win. You know what I'm saying? She went through so much as a young girl.
And she was 14 years old. The character is four is 14 years old, and she is from Nigeria. She lives in a village, and she
Yeah.
has two other siblings, an older brother and a younger brother. And she lives with her father, which is a drunk. And it seems like to me, all these men in this book was just drunks and just lazy. So, her way of living in order to get money, he will have to sell her off in order to get bills paid and also to have food in their house. So
But what's
that's how he
crazy
thought.
is like that was the only option. Like, bruh, you couldn't go out and like bust your tail to make sure that you didn't have to sell off your only daughter.
Yeah. And
Like,
then what made me so mad is that he made that promise to his wife that he wasn't going to sell off their daughter. She was
and he was
like,
just like,
don't do
yo,
it.
yeah, look, she gone now. You know what I'm saying? She gone now. Might as well. That's kind of messed up. Like, your daughter 14, yo, and you gonna sell her off to a dude that's
Marufu.
like quadruple her age, bro. Like, you already know what's finna happen. He got multiple wives and kids, and you just gonna be like, here's my 14-year-old daughter. That's cold. That's cold-blooded.
Yeah. And not only to mention that he sold her off, it was just more to me, I felt like he didn't love his wife. And his wife didn't too much love him because she already had somebody that she loved at one point, I believe.
Was marriage too? Yeah, it's like everybody's marriage in the book was arranged.
Yep, because she was like, her mother was like, that was not her first choice. Her first
Except
choice
for
for this.
Tia, except for Tia, right? Tia chose her husband, right?
Ooh, I don't
Because
remember that
I
part.
think Tia is like a modern, like I don't even she's not even from Nigeria, right?
No.
Yeah, because she talks a lot different, like you know, from everybody else in the book.
I want to say that don't get me to lying, but I believe she was living in London.
Yeah, she sound like she well, from the audio, she sound like she had like a London accent. I should, you know, one thing that I was looking at right now, or I was doing some TikTok research. What did they call it? Annotating. You heard of that? When you read books, people annotate so that they can go back to important things in the story.
Really?
Right. Yeah. You know, when you see, I don't know, whenever you see a TikToker that has them little flags in their books, that's them annotating in the book.
Really? I want to tell him.
I'm thinking about doing that. So like, 'cause my memory real bad. So, you know, instead of just writing and taking notes, I'm gonna start annotating so I can go back in the books. And I think I probably gonna get a lot more ebooks. I probably might do ebooks and regular books. Because I am so against highlighting and dog and writing in books. I am.
I am too. I don't like writing in my books. I'd rather put a sticky note. I'd rather use a sticky note instead because my thing is this. If I don't like the book, I might pawn it off to someone else and say, hey, do you want this book? Boop, here you go.
And I don't want your chicken scratching my book that I'm writing, 'cause it's going, and like I said, I have ADD, so that's gonna throw me off, 'cause I'm gonna be over there looking at your notes instead of looking at the actual words in the daggone book.
Exactly.
But
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't like
annotating
that.
annotating with the little flags, the little sticky note flags.
And I see it throughout TikTok.
You do see, yeah. It's funny that you know, back in the days, we didn't have really social media, you know, before like MySpace, and MySpace wasn't really as big as Facebook. But you really do learn a lot off of these social media platforms. You know what I'm
You
saying?
do.
TikTok, Facebook, IG, and damn YouTube. You learn a lot. Like, bro, I need to implement this in my life.
And plus, people use YouTube to even. I know that my boyfriend's mom, well, stepmom, she uses YouTube a lot to listen to books.
Right.
She does. And she was the one who put me on Ashley Antoinette anyway. She was
There's
the
a
one
lot of
who put me.
YouTube one, YouTube,
Yeah. That's what she uses, and she used that, and then I put her on Libby. She used Libby, and she's been using Libby in other outlets that I told her about. But yeah, a lot of people use YouTube, even TikTok. I mean, even podcasts. They even sit up there and read to you. They even read. You have some podcasters that's out there that's reading children's books and reading just plain out novels, and people will sit up there and listen to it. So they use these platforms.
I wish I could read out loud. I can't read out loud. I'd be stumbling over my words. And I'm what they call it, dyslexic. I just got a whole lot of problems. I'd be reading backwards.
You know
I'm a
what? Well, that's
different kind of
okay.
person.
That's okay, 'cause you know I'm not perfect myself. I'm sitting up here pronouncing words wrong and all that stuff. See, in Kansas, I'm from Kansas City, Kansas. So people over there, they tend to switch their W's and R's around, and that's how I know when people is from Kansas, Wyandotte County,
Yeah, like
because the W.
when you say genre, I'll be like, "Oh, she from
See?
Kansas City." Oh,
Exactly. See? So, yes, girl. So it's just something that yes, stuff like that, small stuff like that. And I just be like, oh well.
I do the same thing too. Originally from Baltimore. And yeah, I do the same thing too. I can't judge. But yeah.
And I always warn people, I'll be like, if I jack up your name, I'm so sorry. I am
Minds be like, if I forget your name and be like, excuse me, what's your name again? Then hey, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Oh gosh, my mom, she'll give everybody names. How she be like, how is your friend Alicia? And I'm like, who is Alicia? I said, Mom, who is Alicia? You know who I'm, and then gonna get mad at me. She gonna get mad at me. I'm like, Mama, I don't know who you're talking about. And then she starts saying things. I'm like, you mean Elisa? She say, yeah, girl, you know who I was talking about. I'm like,
I'm
no, I
dead. I'm dead. Look, my mama remember names more better than I do. And I'd be like, who? She'd be like, Shannon. I'd be like, what she look like?
See?
All that. All that.
Think it comes with age or nothing like that. I just think it's just that's just how people are sometimes. I'm okay with that. I'm
Yeah.
okay with it. But yeah, the Loudoun boys, I gave it a 5 out of 5. I think
I
it was
did
pretty
too. And
decent.
you know what? I was surprised that people in the group gave it a 4.5 because what did they say? See, I missed the first part of the discussion. So
Well,
when y'all was rating the book, what was they saying?
the reason why they gave it a 4.5 is because it was a cliffhanger at the end. You know, they wanted to know
It
what
wasn't a
happened to Rebecca.
cliffhanger. She ended on a happy note.
Right, but people wanted to know, the ladies in the book club wanted to know, like, what happened to Rebecca? Did she really get dropped off? You know, or did Big Madame actually killed her, and you know what
Well,
happened
Rebecca was
to
a non-factor.
true, and that's where a lot of people questions come in because they want to know did Adani after she moved out the house, you know she received that reward. They wanted to know her future, and also I mean it was like a lot of cliffhangers to them, they feel, you know. And one lady was like, well, she had a happy ending, you know, and that was it. You know, she got out of that situation. But I think it was more geared towards Rebecca because we was, you know, Adani was still searching for what happened to Rebecca until Big Madame actually revealed to her what really happened. But, you know,
But
I think that's why.
see what's funny about certain readers, because like if she would have put all of the things that everybody wanted to know about in a book, people would go and say, "Oh my God, this book is so wordy, da 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 da. This is a lot of detail that nobody needed to know, da 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 da." You know, and this was her debut book, so right at the very beginning, she's giving you the story about Aduni. Nobody else matters. You know what I'm
Nobody.
saying? Everybody else in the book are filler characters. It's about Adoni. You know what I'm saying? And if she decides to write another book because of the feedback from the first one, then that is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But the main character, the MC of the character, is Adoni.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that the love that Adoni had towards, well, I wouldn't say the love, but the type of, she cared about what happened to Rebecca. And I think that's what brought other readers like to caring to, you know, what happened to Rebecca. They want to know too. So I think it was more so of the main character caring for Rebecca and actually trying to go all out her way to finding what's going on with Rebecca. You know, and I think that's what drove that, wanted the readers, they wanted to know what happened to her.
But I'm like, why y'all ain't care about Khadijah? You know what I'm saying? The girl just left her body at the daggone river. Nobody cared about what happened after that. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of unanswered questions, because it's like, okay, so what happened to the dad and her brothers? You know what I'm saying? Did he go and snitch? I mean, we know he did. So what happened? You know what I'm saying? Was it because after he went to go tell the people and they went to go look for Adoni, did they hold him accountable for not being able to find it? There is a lot of unanswered questions, but there's more questions that needed to be answered about things that actually matter. You know what I'm saying? Like Rebecca, nobody knew her. Like, you knew her, but nobody knew her. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't a main part in the story. So that's why I'm like, why are y'all so on Rebecca? Just because y'all nosy and y'all wanted to know if she died or somebody killed her. Nobody cares. I didn't care. I wanted to know about Adoni. That's just true.
And then also, you know, and then I was kind of wondering, like, did Adoni go back to even go get her brother? That was one of my questions, but I wasn't pondering on it, on like why. I was more so happy that she had gotten a happy ending.
Yeah, me too. I was just like, man, please give this girl something. All she wanted to do was learn.
Mm-hmm. That's all she wanted.
That's all she education. Wanted. That's all she wanted to do. I was like, just let her be great. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I think it was a good setup for another book if the author chooses. Like, you guys have to understand, like, everybody is not out here Stephen King in a book. You know what I'm saying? We're not sitting there 800 pages in a session, bro. That's just not how it's set up now. You know what I'm saying? We got life and other stuff to do in a day than to read 800 pages. It's lovely. I'm pretty sure it is for those that can do it. But my mind wonders, I'm good with a snippet. And a 200 to 250, 300 pages a snippet.
Just give me out of me 400, maybe 5.
Man, that is a lot. Ain't you know what I'm saying? I could never, even though I would want to read it just because they say it's a good book, but I could never see myself reading 1619. It's not going down.
I have that book. I just want to have it just because, but I would not sit down and actually read it. I would actually put it on Audible and let that bad boy play, because it's 14 hours on Audible.
I don't know if I could do it, because I'm not one to read about the Black struggle like that. Mm-hmm. That stuff will make me go out and just be like, man, F you. I don't have that. And I reading is my escape, so I don't think I'll read it.
If that's you could give me some with cliff me and notes, Yellow Crocuses.
See, I want to read that too. I want to read all of her books. It was a good book. Mm-hmm. I want to read it. I have it. I have that one. What is it? The Mustard Seed and the Yellow Poppy. Or is it Yellow Poppy? Something about the poppies.
I think so.
Yeah, I have all three of those books because I heard they were good books, but I'm not big on Black struggle. I'm not. I can't. It'll get me my head
wandering. I would actually. I liked it. I read the Yellow Wife.
And I read the Yellow Wife.
The Yellow Crocuses, and that was mad because, like I said, when I was working, I would sit up here and listen to these audiobooks. And sometimes I would sit up here and take my frustration out on a customer, and they wouldn't even notice it, but it was just more like, ugh, you know, hey, what do you want now? You know,
And see,
because
I don't want to be like that. Like, even though I don't encounter a lot of people because of where I live, I don't even want that to be part of the reason why I do that. So, yeah, I don't like reading books like that.
It's definitely a trigger because you, when you read
It
stuff
is.
like that, and to hear, because I listened to it on Audible, to hear how the slave masters treated the slaves back in the day and what they used to do to them is very triggering for you. And I don't care if you're one of those people that say, oh, I'm okay with that. It's definitely going to hit a part of you where you're going to be feeling some type of way. You're gonna feel either you're gonna feel mad, upset, or angry, or you're gonna feel sad because that this character is going through what they're going through, no matter
Right.
what.
Right. Like it's gonna be triggering for me when I read Passing, because we have to read that next after the Bread the Devil Needs.
Yeah, I
And
gotta
I
feel
know
it
I
though.
watched 5 seconds of that movie. My husband was watching it with my son, and then I came into the part where the two ladies were sitting down with the lady's husband, and he was just like dropping N bombs, and I was just like, bro.
And you know what? I don't even like people using that to this day. We used to have a neighbor and he was white and he was dropping the N bombs a lot. And I'm sitting up here like, man, dude, I don't even like other races using that word. You know, I don't even like it. You know, and my neighbor used to drop it all the time.
Yeah, see,
And
you know where I come from, that's a quick fix to get you hit in your mouth. So, yeah,
it's because
that's gonna be a
people,
tough discussion.
yeah, and that's because people let it come out their mouth. You get people who was, you know, you have some white people that was raised around us and they feel comfortable of using that word. Some of them, not all of them. That we use that N word, like it's okay. And then they turn around and say, well, yeah, I use it. And my response to that is because normally half the time because they're doing something ignorant. And majority of the time they are. You know, I would sit up here and say some stuff like that, but that's because they was doing something ignorant that I do not agree with.
But see,
And
like,
that's
there's never a time that I'll be like, hey, you know, the C word. You know what I'm saying? It's just
yeah.
not in my vocabulary. You know what I'm saying? I find that hella offensive. So why would
Yeah.
you, as the opposite, want to say that? You know what I'm saying?
Because I feel that people let it, some of our people feel let it slide and feel, well, they okay because they was raised around us. So they just like us, but they light skin. And I heard that
Yeah,
before.
that's just like watching. I don't know if you watched the Fresh Prince, and Carlton was over there rapping with his boys in the locker room, and they was rapping to a rap song, and they was just letting it fly. And Will got pissed off because he was like, hey, y'all white, remember that. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's in a rap song, man, you bleep it like it's a cuss word. You know what I'm
Exactly.
saying? So, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Yep, it definitely is. And that's how it is. And I just tell people, I correct people and say, hey, don't use that word. You're not supposed to. You have some people that don't use it at all. You
Yeah.
know, and that's all I'm saying, you know. And I know some people that are different race that will say it just like it's just one of their part of their language. I'm like, hold up, you can't say that. No, everybody want to be like us, but they don't want to take on the struggle, what we go
Yeah,
through.
shoot. Sometimes I be wanting to give it to people.
Listen, look.
You wanna drop the M bomb here? You could take this, all of this.
Take everything.
Take everything.
Take it. Take the police and
I don't want to
everybody.
be y'all, but you can have it. You know what I'm
Someone.
saying? Yeah. So.
Exactly. But yes, The Girl with the Louder Voice was definitely a good book. I would recommend everybody to go check it out. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely check it out. I know we didn't went off into several tangents. But you understood what we was talking about. Like I said, it's a great book. We don't want to give away too much, as far as the book. It's a great book. It's a great read. And y'all, like I said, like she said, you should take the time out to read it. Definitely.
Yeah, because it's not that long. Is that it have maybe what 300 and look right now 366 pages. So it's not that long. You could download it on Audible if you don't feel comfortable reading it, and you would get done with it within the day if you listen to it on Audible. I think it's like 8 hours.
And depends on what's the speed that you put in. I know all my books go to like 1.8, 2 point.
Y'all see, it depends on the speed. I forgot that, y'all. So it
Yeah,
depends on the
it depends
speed,
on the
but
speed, because I know I listen to my books fast. My husband and my son be like, "Why you listen to it so fast?" Because like that's how my brain work. So.
Yes. But I enjoyed it. I love the cover because it's purple. And oh, what's so neat about this book? You will actually have some little known facts within this novel to find
Yeah,
out, you
toward the
know.
end when she start reading. Yeah.
You'll have some
Yeah, I
facts
like that.
about Nigeria, and it's
The
pretty cool.
culture.
Yes. And you gotta think about it. When people say she's from Africa and all that stuff, you know, Africa is a big continent. So you have
Huge.
a whole bunch of countries, and everybody have their own little cultures and what they do. Every village is different from the next village. They might do their own little ritual where it's different from the other village ritual. You know, it's just completely different over there.
Right.
Completely different. So this author definitely did a good job of shining some light on what's going on, because the first thing that pop up in my head is human trafficking.
Whoo, yes. But you know, that's a
That's
problem. That's a problem. You know, some
and
places might
happening.
be a lot worse than others, but yeah. And then do you know just the marrying off
Oh yeah.
to gain wealth or gain money, arranged marriages. Yeah, that's the term. What was another thing? Infidelity. I mean infertility. Infertility.
Infertility, yeah.
Infertility was a main thing in this book too. Yeah. And how,
Yeah.
yeah.
And
Yeah.
what type of stuff that Miss Tia went through? Miss Tia is another person that you all want to remember. Is Miss Tia? She was dealing with that, and the stuff that she was trying to do in order to, have a baby is crazy. Because I don't think I would do something like that. I
Yeah,
wouldn't.
it I'd have just been by myself. Y'all could have talked about me all y'all wanted to. Because what was funny is that I myself wasn't supposed to have any kids and wind up with three. How that happened, I
Really?
do not know. But yeah, what you call it? That's why I got a tattoo on my leg from my oldest son, because I told his father that I wasn't unable to have any kids, and because that's what the doctor told me. So
Really?
yeah, when I got pregnant, it was a whole ordeal. And yeah, I was just like, hey, I got pregnant. You know, evidently I'm keeping it. You can choose with whatever, you know, you want to do with that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, ever since then, because I didn't want no kids. You told me I couldn't have no kids. I didn't want no kids. So I put myself in a situation where I didn't have to worry about if the dude wanted kids, because he had already had kids. I purposely got with people that already had kids. So I wasn't
Oh.
pressured into having any kids. So when I was able to get pregnant, I was like, oh, okay, well, I got a kid. You know what I'm saying? And then
That's
I
what's
got with my
up.
husband and we had two more. And I
That is
praise
what's
God for them every day, even though they get on my nerves. But
up.
I was in the world, so I can understand kinda, you know, how that's what she did. You know, she was what comfortable with not having any kids because her husband told her that
Day.
she didn't, that he didn't want any. But to me, for her, it was more of a compromise than it was actually, you know, being okay with it, because she wanted them really. Because when it was brought to her attention of why she didn't have any, can you not have any? she had to take a step back and was like, hey, is this really what I want? And then she decided to go ahead and try for it. And then thought that she was infertile because it's been so long and she couldn't popping up with no kids. And I'm not even going to go into that any further because I want you guys to read it and find out for yourself. But yeah, that was a good topic in the book too, because when women nowadays and back then, when you didn't have any kids, you were figured as less than, because the women's quote unquote main job is to cook, clean, and
be fruitful,
right? But yeah, that shouldn't be the case.
And also too, sorry for cutting you off. They put a time limit on when you're supposed to have kids though too.
Right.
So they are saying, you know, it's best to pop out the kids now, then when you get older it's going to be hard. But at the same time, they found it out now that it's better to have kids later on when you get a little bit older because you're a little bit more stable. In my head, I feel like, well, shoot, you're never really stable because kids are very expensive, no matter
what.
All the time. Right. And when that was brought up, they said that yes, kids are expensive, but they said that your mind space is on a different page for us. Like, okay, I have this kid to take care of. Let me go ahead and take care of this kid. And I'm like, well, I always had to play the devil's advocate, but I'm like, well, there are some people that I know that had kids at a younger age. It just clicked on to them like, hey, I got to get me a job to take care of my child, no matter what. And it's been like that for them.
To me, it's each his own. You don't want to have no kids, you don't want to have no kids. I completely understand. Just like marriage. You want to get married? I understand. You want to get married. But if you don't, hell, it's your life. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do in my life. Mama, daddy, brother, sister, uncle, auntie, you're not going to tell me. I got to live it. I'm not going to be unhappy just to appease you.
Exactly. And me personally, I'm dealing with infertility myself. And most people ask me sometimes, baby yet? Or you better hurry up or you're going to be too old. I'm like, damn. And
that's hella unsensitive. That's unsensitive. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My homegirl, she struggles with PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. You know what I'm saying? And she's been struggling with it. She's been married over 10 years, I think. And I'm just like, you don't know what a woman has got going on in her body, and you shouldn't judge or make her feel less than because of she doesn't have any kids. Or exactly, if she made the conscious decision not to have any. Because some of the ladies out here in the public period shouldn't have no kids, period.
Yep. And my issue.
What breaks my heart is the ones that crave and want to really have a child. You're out here treating your kids like shit.
And that's what burns me. It makes me so freaking mad because I'm sitting up here thinking like, man, why are you we just had an incident here in Kansas City where this lady just chopped off her child's head. And I'm sitting up here like, why would you do something like that? God gave you the greatest gift. You can do any and everything. Don't kill your child.
Yeah,
Turn them in at the fire station.
It's so easy. You know what I'm saying? You just lay up and pop a kid out. It's so easy.
Yeah.
But people don't never, it's humanity. People don't never step back and think, you know, that is the reason why Americans are the most hated, because things that come so easy to us do not come so easy to other cultures. And we take it for granted.
Yep.
And that's basically what it is. You know, people out here popping out 50. Look at Kiki White. I know she loved all her kids, but she done had 11 of them. Yeah. And people are striving just to have one.
Yep. And then also too, so you got to think about the insurance when they don't c cover the was it C UBF or I think that's what it's called, UBF.
IVF.
Let me see. IBF. Yeah, it doesn't cover that. And I'm like, really? Really? My
Because
insurance.
they figure that it's your body's supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying? They use insurance to do things or cover things that your body is not supposed to, cover. You know what I'm saying? So it's sexist in that retrospect. You know what I'm saying? Like an abortion or I don't know if an abortion is covered under insurance. You know what I'm
It's
saying? It's not. So yeah. So like, those things, yeah, it's sexist. The insurance, I mean, but the government and everything, we're not even gonna talk about that. You know, it's
Nope.
so, but
But
yeah.
it just makes me mad and upset and feel some type of way because I've been trying and trying to figure out, but I already know the problem. It's like fibroids. That's when I'm dealing with fibroids and cysts, and that's the one thing that goes that happens with women of color is this the fibroids, and this is which makes it hard for women to have kids in some cases, depending on where the fibroid and the cyst lay at. And I'm up here about to be 39 this year, and I'm like, wow. And I had, like I said, I had some people that say something like, you better hurry up before you turn 40. And then I see other women that's out here that's 42 or 43, even having children. So that does give me hope. And then, my mom will always tell me, she said, you got to wait on God's time, is a reason why.
I mean, hell, what Holly Berry? What you call it? Janet Jackson? What you call it? Gabrielle Union? You know what I'm
Do we really
saying? It can happen.
want to We wouldn't want to include Janet Jackson because I think she had two. I'm just saying.
Look, don't put that out there. We gonna go with her documentary. She said she only had one. She only had one. Okay, I don't know about that late life. You know what I'm saying? I don't
Right.
know.
But you only had one. But I remember coming up what I, what I remember. But
Man, I know there's some people in her family that look like her, but we ain't gonna, it's either here nor there. I don't know. Like you can get into all Michael Jackson kids, but we ain't gonna go there.
You don't you think that's gonna be like a circle and circle that kept it in the family? But I'm just saying.
Look, I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it. I don't know. I'm not touching it. But yeah, but they had some kids up in age, and if that is meant to be, if that's what's meant to be for your life, then that be what it be. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you just be a, you got siblings.
No, I have my brother, but he lives down in a different state. But I have godchildren,
Well, there
so
you go. Maybe you be the
yeah.
greatest godmother, you know what I'm saying?
So, like I said, I'm not really pressed for like I was before, but it does get on my nerves when I see other parents that's doing bad things to their kids. I be getting so
Well, yeah,
heated.
look, I got kids, and like I said, they get on my nerves every day. But I would never, and nobody bet not ever, harm my kids. Don't harm no kids in my family. Don't harm no kids around me.
Don't harm no kids around me because I'm gonna sit up here. I go to jail that day. I don't even
Yeah,
care.
like I probably chuck the hell out you for real. Like that's crazy. Don't that God, man, children are God's most precious gift. Don't do nothing to them.
Yep.
You
And
know what
you
I'm
have
saying? So,
people out here just popping them out and just be like, okay, they okay with it and just don't take care of them. And most people.
everybody.
Your definition of taking care of them. I'm like, look, you don't have to sit up here and buy them the best clothes or name brand clothes. As long as you're taking care of them and treating them right and loving them, they
Right.
need that
That's all they
kid
need. That's
love.
all they need.
That's all they need. Loving and affection, love on them, kiss on them, and tell them that you love them. That's what they need.
Right.
But yeah, that's what Adani needed in this whole novel to soak. To tie everything in, Adani just wanted that love, and that love was taken from her, and that was her mother.
And that's her mother. But you know what? In the very end, all it took was another woman to step up and be like, I see you. And just be
And
like,
she
and
hit her.
give her what she needed. And I know there's a whole lot of unanswered questions and everything like that and from this book, but it was a great book. It was a
Definitely
book
a
of
great
hope.
book. Yes, and I do recommend it. And it's also a this novel is a YA. Did you know that?
I did not. But it makes sense because it was about a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, this was YA. I seen it on the internet when I was trying to find that other book, but yeah, this is a YA, and I think this is a great book for even a teenager to
Right.
read if they
Yeah.
going through things like this, because we didn't have books like this when we was coming up. When my friends was up here getting pregnant, I was like, "Ooh, what we gonna do?" You know, because they were scared and they didn't know what to do.
Yes. Ooh, baby. I know, it irritates me. I know to this day we're still not gonna get any kind of books into the curriculum because they trying to ban everybody. But this will be a great school book to read as well.
Yep, because his speech is about rape too. You
Yep.
know, people, females, we go through that too, even by our members of the family. You
Yep.
know,
Yep.
that our peoples tend to, you know, cover up sometimes. I noticed that with our people, we tend to cover that up when we get abused. Well, we get sexual abuse from a cousin, brother, uncle, and it tends to get covered up sometimes.
I
So.
was about to say, but you can't forget about sisters and aunties either because it happens both
Yep.
ways.
Exactly
It
that
happens
too.
both ways.
You're
So,
right.
yeah. Yeah, but
Exactly.
like I said, it's a great book. Make sure y'all go out and check out the girl with the loudest voice. What is it by a B?
ABI. Abby.
We are not going to chop her name up like that. It is the only book that is called The Girl with the Louding Voice, okay? Forgive us. We do not know how to pronounce it. I did not recall the audio pronunciation of the name. But yeah, go check it out, man. Great
Yes,
book.
and you
Great
can
book, great
also,
read.
if you want to check it out, you want to buy the book, go check out her store.
The Gang gang.
Yes, go check it out. Go buy it at her store, or you can check it out on audio, even
Barnes and
on Amazon,
Nobles, what you call it?
Kindle.
Your local black-owned bookstore.
It's
Anywhere.
everywhere.
Yeah.
Me and everywhere. So thank you guys for tuning in with us on this episode. Until next time, peace.
Those.
I hope you all enjoyed that episode. So tune in for next time for more from Little Nina and Nunu. Until next time, peace.